On American University Week, have human rights helped shape U.S. foreign policy in the past? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sarah Schneider, associate professor in the School of International Service at American University, looks into this question.
When former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson suggested in May that values should not shape U.S. national security, he signaled a break with 40 years of precedent and law. How did human rights come to be a part of U.S. foreign policy? In the 1960s and 70s, Americans pressed the U.S. government to take greater account of human rights abuses. Their activism achieved congressional legislation that curbed military and economic assistance to repressive governments, established institutions to monitor human rights around the world, and shifted patterns of U.S. foreign policymaking for years to come. What motivated these activists? Most significant were their transnational connections. The 1960s offered new opportunities for Americans to travel and work abroad, and returning Peace Corps volunteers, missionaries, and academics were often attracted to human rights activism by their international experiences. Americans in these years were primed to care about human rights violations due to the achievements of the civil rights movement, distress about the direction of U.S. foreign policy, and greater congressional activism in foreign affairs, among other factors. Inspired by their transnational connections, activists struggling against racial discrimination, torture, and religious persecution began to use the language of human rights, and they focused on the U.S. government as the entity that could have the greatest effect on human rights violations abroad. Their work led to groundbreaking legislation that targeted repressive regimes in Greece, South Korea, and Chile. Then it undertook more comprehensive actions that limited assistance to any government that engaged in a pattern of gross violations of human rights. Equally significant was the institutionalization of attention to human rights in the State Department. The struggles of these 1960s-era activists have continuing relevance to debates over U.S. foreign policy today.
That was Sarah Schneider of American University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.